are now joining the Mandalorian Watch.
That's right. It's the number one podcast in the galaxy for all things The Mandalorian. I'm your host, Alex Maxwell, and joining me, as always, is...
Mac Lacey. We are the number one podcast for everything Mandalorian, just like 2 or 3 weeks away, really. Not long at all.
Not long at all.
When this comes out, it's going to be like 20 days, pretty much.
20 days until we see Boat.
That's number one thing I'm looking forward to right at the top of my list.
So
season 2 of The Mandalorian is just right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
We will be breaking down every episode, giving you our thoughts, opinions, adding some extra insight. And we'll be doing that for every episode of season 2 as they come out. You don't want to wait around to try to engage with us when the show is actually coming around. You want to do that right now. So you want to find us on Twitter at The Mando Watch.
Mm-hmm.
You want to find us on Instagram.
Yes.
At The Mandalorian Watch.
Sorry, those are not the same. Yes.
Right. And then we also have our Patreon.
Mm-hmm. What's on the Patreon?
Alex, you want to tell them? You want, okay, all right. Well,
I'll tell them. I'll tell them. I was just checking to see if you knew.
I do.
Okay, well,
but
guess
I want to quiz you. What's on?
Well, okay, so we've got, like he said, bonus content of all sorts. We have our commentary for each episode of season 1 of The Mandalorian, and our very last one is coming out very soon,
before
season 2 premieres, and so we're super excited about that. But we also have other stuff available on there, as well as some Star Wars book reviews that we've done, like Alphabet Squadron. We've also reviewed The Rise of Skywalker, and we even talked about the High Republic publishing news, and we even have a fun episode on there about how we fell in love with Star Wars in the first place, and that might be my favorite one that we've done.
It's awesome. It's really special. I'm glad we did that. It was very fun. I think we'll probably do a follow up eventually and add some other people's experiences and stuff like that to it. But you know, and so you get all that bonus content, but then we've also got a really nice little community brewing. Trying to engage on there more, get to know each other a little better. So it's a fantastic place to engage with us on a more meaningful level,
right,
and then also with your fellow Mandalorian fans who are not us.
Absolutely. The good part is, Mac, it's only $2. But if you can't support us through the Patreon right now, which we totally understand, it's 2020,
absolutely,
it's COVID year, we get it. We would love for you to rate and review us over on Apple Podcasts. And here is what is so awesome, Mac. We are about 9 reviews away from 600.
That's so good.
Yeah.
We have come so far.
Yeah. So help us out.
So thank you guys all for rating and reviewing. Push us over the edge there. Hopefully by the time you're hearing it, we've already made it. But if not, help us out.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I guess let's just get into what this episode's gonna be.
Are you okay? So let's do a hype check real quick. Are you ready for season 2? Like, it is just around the corner.
I am just now starting to get there. It's been a hard year.
It's been
really hard to get excited about a lot, you know. But now we've gotten a trailer. I've gotten to sit with it for a little bit. We're in the month that's gonna come out. Yeah, I'm starting to feel it now. I'm starting to get excited. Kind of feel it in the air.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is like the trailer came out and we all got hyped, right? Like it was super, super awesome. But then like afterwards there's like a vacuum. There still hasn't been like really much that has come out about season 2 yet, or like any other footage, anything like that. There's little things here and there. There's also some major things that have kind of broke on some certain things, but I consider those spoilers, so we're not going to talk about them on the show.
Yeah.
But in terms of like marketing the push for season 2, there hasn't been a lot.
Yeah, there really hasn't. Normally, like, and we kind of talked about this a little bit last time we were talking about marketing stuff. Like, it is, I don't necessarily know the formula for marketing a streaming series. You know, like I know the formula for marketing a movie, or you know,
yeah.
Just because that's kind of a newer thing. Haven't seen it done really in this manner yet. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's normal or, you know, what's best practices or anything like that. But comparing it to movies and everything like that, normally by now we'd have like maybe a follow-up trailer. We'd definitely get some of those like TV shots, you know, or spots with a few additional shots each, you know.
Yeah.
We'd be getting some, you know, something like that.
And the thing is, too, it's like, of course, we would watch them to inform you of what's going on. But at a certain point, too, it's like, I feel like we should be at the point where it's like, okay, now we've got to stop watching them because we just want to watch the show. You know what I mean? Like, typically, that's normally what they do with movies.
Yeah, normally I have to get to that point every kind of press cycle for a Star Wars property. I got to be where, like, okay, I think if I consume any more, I'm going to go over the edge of where I want to be.
Right.
You know, but definitely not having that issue with Mandalorian season 2.
No, and like, again, like you said, the marketing for TV, obviously, it's probably different than marketing for a movie. But the thing is like, I don't know if anybody's paying attention to what's happening with movies right now, but there's a good chance movie theaters might not be a thing anymore. Yeah. And like,
which is very sad, it is, but it's super also sad. I mean, it's a reality. We gotta be prepared for changes on
you know, absolutely,
because
and like everything's getting pushed back movie wise in terms of like movies that were coming out, like James Bond, Dune, all those things are getting pushed back again. Black Widow, all that. Why wouldn't you promote like, hey, here's season 2 of The Mandalorian, and everybody watched season 1. Like, everybody loved season 1. This is coming home to you. It's going to be in your home, like, this month.
Right. Like, beaming that directly into your eyeballs.
I mean, just turn on the news. We need some good news. We need some hope. We need some Baby Yoda. We need some Mandalorian. We need some boat in our lives. And so, like,
dude, we need boat. If we need boat more than ever. If anything is going to pull us out of this, it's going to be boat.
And it will pull us out.
It will.
How's the shirts coming?
I did actually start on the design.
I know.
I started tracing over the image and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't finish up because I got busy with other stuff. Yeah. But
jobs.
It is. We can officially say that the shirt, the boat shirt, is in the works.
Yeah. So super exciting. Season 2 is coming. And the closer we get, the better I feel about it. And like, you know, like we said, the promotion might be a little different than what me or Mac would do, but it's coming. It's coming October 30th, and that's all that matters.
We have seen the footage. They've announced the date. Like, and once a date's out there, it's pretty much good, you know.
Being, right.
Like, and especially if that date is, you know, less than a month away. So.
Right.
Yep, it's coming. So yep. I'm excited. I'm sure I'll continue to get more excited as time progresses, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It is coming. So there are a couple things, though, in terms of news and updates that we can keep you aware of. And they have just recently released who the writers for the chapters in season 2 are. And what's really cool is that we get confirmation that it doesn't start over at chapter 1 again. It's not like book 2, chapter 1. It's starting at chapter 9. And I like that.
Don't have any subtitles yet either, which is great. I love each week getting the subtitle and that being kind of a reveal, you know?
Right.
Like, when I saw, you know, chapter 8, like, the redemption, you know?
Yeah.
It got me.
It got you.
It got me.
It got you good. So, here are the season 2 writers for chapter 9, Jon Favreau. Chapter 10, Jon Favreau. Chapter 11.
Chapter 11, guess who it's going to be.
Jon Favreau.
Jon Favreau. That's right.
What about chapter 12?
You know who I think it's going to be?
Who?
Jon Favreau.
Okay. Chapter 13.
Nope.
Dave Filoni. So that's the episode Ahsoka shows up in? Is that what we're assuming?
Yeah, I think that's chapter 13. That's what we can gather.
Okay.
Yeah, Ahsoka and Rex are in chapter 13.
That's just pure speculation on our part, but I mean, come on.
We know nothing, but that would be... I mean, he is very protective of that character, so...
I mean, it's like his real-life daughter.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, chapter 14?
Jon Favreau.
There we go. We're back to Jon. Now, here's what's interesting. Chapter 15 is Rick Famuyiwa.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It is cool. He did get to... Did he not get to write a little bit of his for season one as well?
I think so. I don't think he was credited as the lead writer. I could be wrong on that. I might be misremembering that, but I think so.
I remember. Yeah, and there's just no possible way for us to know. So, so we're just gonna have to move right along.
What I did want to say about that.
Go ahead.
What I wanted to say about that is basically, like, it's cool that they're bringing in like a third person into the fold there. You know, like it is kind of like the Jon Favreau Dave Filoni show, but it is nice to see, like, hey, let's get someone else's kind of take on our characters and the situation, and especially like with him directing. I assume that's the episode he's going to be directing. Yeah.
Assume he'll write and direct for chapter 15. So, yeah, who knows?
Yeah,
I think. Well, but it is like, I'm glad that somebody else at least is getting in on it. You know,
right?
Because like, collaboration is always good for Star Wars. So
absolutely, and it's. I mean, you also, you know, you get. A different take on it too, like someone else's perspective, and I just love that.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm checking now his episode.
Well, we can come back to that. Do you have any idea who wrote chapter 16 by any chance? Do you just have a guess? Just if you had to throw a guess out there.
I'm going to say Jon Favreau.
It's Jon Favreau.
Going back to chapter 6, The Prisoner, which was one of Rick's episodes.
Right. He directed to...
Yeah, Christopher Yost wrote it, but Rick did also, like, it was like co-writer type situation.
That's what I was thinking.
So, yeah, Jon Favreau is also directing this season, too.
Which will be... It'll be nice to get his kind of directorial eye.
Yeah. I'm curious, too, like, especially with... You know, he's the one that wrote most of these episodes. So, like, in terms of what he is envisioning, it's going to be closest to, like...
Maybe the purest, like most unadulterated Jon Favreau, like, vision.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I was going for. I was going for. But, yeah, it's...
This is 190 proof. Jon Favreau.
Yeah. And then also just something that I observed from this too is the fact that, you know, like we said, they're doing chapters 9 through 16 or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You would assume season 3 would pick up on
17 through math.
Here's, I can't see this going to like chapter 42, right? Like, this isn't...
Yeah, I don't think so. I think this, 24 is about...
This feels like maybe 3-4 seasons. I know there was those comments by Giancarlo Esposito about how season 4 and 5, but...
Yeah.
You do have to keep in mind he's an actor, and he is also, like, he would love to be in.
He would love for, yeah, and especially if Moff Gideon lives through all those seasons, that would be excellent for
right.
for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a job. That's job security. So, yeah, of course yeah. he's going to want seasons 4 and 5. But I'm predicting, this is my official prediction on the show right now, we're getting 3 seasons of this.
I would second that. If I had to guess, that's where I'd put my money.
Yeah.
3 seasons. So.
Three seasons in a movie. Is that from Community? What is that?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's exciting. But there's also another bit of news that actually came out today that it's yeah. a small little leak. I don't consider this really a spoiler because we don't really know the context of anything with this.
Right. Right. And don't you have a term for this?
What?
You used to call them target spoilers.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's a spoiler that it's like the kind of spoiler you could possibly get just walking down the aisle at Target, like looking.
Oh,
at
you,
toys
yeah,
and
you
stuff.
Just see a name.
Because in fact, it is from toy packaging.
Yeah.
So
Hot Toys is doing a Death Watch soldier from The Mandalorian. You know, the ones that saved Din Djarin when he was a little boy from the battle droids.
Which is cool. They look awesome.
They do look awesome. They do like I'm not a toy guy. That's not my thing.
I'm not
thing.
Either. But every time I see one that I know is a really good one, I'm like, that's a
yeah. Is that worth $100 to be on my desk?
Right
yeah.
Right.
We'll see. Yeah, but we get the name of Din Djarin's home planet. Would you like to pronounce it for me? Because.
See, I know the correct pronunciation, so I think you should go first.
So okay,
so I can
all right.
check you on it.
Gotcha.
It's the second time this episode that I'm quizzing you.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. it's called Akvatina.
Yeah, exactly. It's 100% exactly what it's called. No, that is actually exactly
Akvatina.
What I would have said.
It's
Akvatina.
Space.
So
Vatina.
A Q. As the first word, and then Vatina, V-E-T-I-N-A. Akvatina. That's what I would say. That'd be my instinct, but...
Yeah, so...
We were also all wrong about Octu, so...
What do you mean? Octo?
Octo, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Never heard of that planet before. Don't know what that planet is.
Nope.
That's
not Mandalore, I'll tell you that.
It is not Mandalore. That was some speculation. I did not speculate that, but
I also did not speculate that.
Someone irresponsible on this podcast did speculate that, and it wasn't me.
Wait, was it me?
Yeah, it was.
Was it really?
No, I mean, I think you'd mentioned that in passing. Like, what if that's Mandalore? And we were both kind of like, nah. Yeah, it's definitely a planet. This is what I know about the planet. There is a cult
is
on that planet,
that
likes to wear red.
Yep.
And they're defenseless.
Specifically. Yeah, they're very ineffective against battle droids.
And Death Watch is there to save them.
At least at the right time they are,
but
it
does it just this brings back to the conversation that we had in season 1 about which Death Watch is this? Is this pre-Maul Death Watch? Is this post-Maul Death Watch?
Right.
Is this Bo-Katan Death Watch? We don't know.
Yeah, it's dependent upon a lot of things like. A matter of years could change a lot, you know? Like, even if it's, like, a time, it could be one... Like, at one thing, if it's a time, blah, blah, blah. If at one time it's a thing, like, 2 years later, it could be a completely different thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Wow, that took so long to get out.
It really did. It really did, Mac.
We are recording late, folks.
Yeah.
And we've had many technical issues.
So, okay. I was there was a couple of years ago, like, rumors that Lucasfilm was going to change how long the Clone Wars was in terms of, like, you know, canon-wise, it's three years, but there was talk that they were going to change it, or extend speculation it to 5 years.
Yeah.
They should have done that.
They should have done that. There's so many stories to take place within that time span, you know? Like, well, and Ahsoka goes from being, like, a child to being, like, a young adult, you know?
Well, there's that. I mean, I feel like the two most packed in time period, no, there's three. Let me rephrase that. The three most packed in time periods in canon of Star Wars is, number one, the Clone Wars. That takes the cake. Number two is from New Hope to Empire.
In between there, yep.
And then number three is
before A New Hope.
No. Number three is right after Return of the Jedi to Battle of Jakku. There's about a million things that happen now. Between those,
that's a big one.
Those two battles. So
I thought you were gonna say before A New Hope, because we've got like Rogue One, Rebels, all that.
But it's spaced out. But it's spaced out enough. There's enough time.
That's fair.
There's enough time.
Yeah.
So Ak Vatina.
Ak Vatina.
Din Djarin. It's actually Djarin. D is silent.
Do you think we're going to see Ak Vatina in season 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
If we got the name, yeah.
Yeah. They had to come up with a name.
Right.
They had to decide that it was a thing, right? And that was a conversation that happened at some point.
And so, unless our good friend, author Adam Christopher, came up with that name. And
true. That's true.
That's...
And that's where they get it
that's
from.
That's where they get it from.
That's very, very
Adam, true. If that's true, blink that's once.
cool. All right. Do you want to get into some voicemails?
Let's do it.
Hey, guys. This is Robert from Jacksonville, Florida. I just want to call you with a couple of theories. First, I wanted to give you my boat theory. I definitely think that the boat is force sensitive and is definitely taking Baby Yoda to his family. Second, is it possible that since we see Mando's ship is damaged and possibly hurtling towards a planet, is it possible that Mando somehow ends up with the Slave One? Just a thought I had, thought I'd share it. Love the podcast. Keep up the good work. This is the way.
Robert. I like your boat theory.
I love a good boat theory. I'm glad that this is the way that we're kicking this this round of voicemails off. Yeah, so force sensitive boat, what you think? To me, that's getting into Skippy territory. Skippy was R5D4's name in a past life.
Are we actually considering that an inanimate object is force sensitive? We're really doing
that's what I'm saying. It's very Skippy of them, because Skippy was a droid who was force sensitive.
The force does work in mysterious ways.
And boat will save us.
No doubt, like,
that's for sure. But force sensitive itself,
is more like
more
Han
of an
Solo.
Instrument.
Yeah.
Yeah, more of an instrument of the Force than like a director of it, if that makes sense.
Just like Han would be in my view, you know, like,
yeah, me too.
Boat is that way,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But probably more important in the grand scheme of things.
no doubt.
Okay. So the second theory would be maybe
Slave One.
Mando ending up with Slave One, Boba's ship. We don't know what happened to it. We don't know where it resides. We don't know anything about it. I would imagine it was at least on Tatooine.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Boba Fett flew it to Jabba's palace.
Maybe
right?
Cobb Vanth stole that too.
Maybe. But we just don't know.
We don't know.
It's possible.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no to that one. I don't think that Dent will end up in Slave One for two reasons. Number one, the Razor Crest has become his ship, and everybody recognizes the Razor Crest as his ship. Number two, my guess, and I think they should, this is my opinion, they should probably move away from mentioning the name of that ship.
Yeah.
I don't like the name Slave One. I just don't see them doing, like, going back to that ship and making it like a central part of our main character. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I definitely, like, I know the story of, like, why it's called that, right?
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and, like, that's the thing.
Maybe we just, like, generally move away from it.
Like, yeah. Like, we know it's not connected to anything in the real world in that context or whatever, but just the world that we do live in right now, let's not. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah.
I do think, though, this has given me a new boat theory.
What's your boat theory?
So he was saying that, like, the Razor Crest was damaged and everything. What if the Mando made the Razor Crest into boat and the entire series is now nautical based? So going forward, from a point in season two onward, it's all sea based.
I need you to insert Pirates of the Caribbean music right here. Captain Din and Baby Yoda. First Mate Yoda.
It's gotta be the worst Mandalorian I've ever been. But you have heard of me.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'm down for it.
Alright, so Pirates of the Outer Rim coming 2028.
Awesome. All right. Let's do the next one.
Thanks so much, Robert.
Thanks, Robert.
Hey guys, it's Alex from Florida. Calling again because I just re-listened to your trailer breakdown, and your comments about Sasha Banks got me really thinking. So I went on the IMDb page, and her character has not been confirmed yet, but she is listed as being in 8 episodes in 2020, which means that she and Pedro Pascal is in 16 episodes over 2019 and 2020. We know that there are 8 episodes in the first season. So that would indicate that Sasha Banks is going to be in every episode of the upcoming season. At least once, for some reason. Which makes me think that the reason that she vanishes so quickly is because she might be a memory, or she is hunting the Mandalorian. She's quite possibly one of Moff Gideon's Inquisitors that you've kind of speculated, but I just thought that was interesting. She's the only new character that I can find that is confirmed, or at least IMDb confirmed, for that many episodes in the new season. Anyway, like I said, I just re-listened to the trailer breakdown, excited about some of your Patreon episodes coming out, and just thought I would bring that to your attention because I thought that was really interesting. But yeah, keep the watch.
The Alex Army strikes again.
Always. we're always on alert. Alex Army. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Even if you're on the wrong side.
Sasha Banks. Let's talk about her for a second.
Let's talk about it.
I think she is probably the most talked about character or thing from season 2 trailer. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure. It's all about who's in the hood, you know, who's is she Sabine? Is she
She's not.
No. But that was all the big rumor mill, for sure.
Right. So but like forgive me. I don't watch wrestling. I don't know who Sasha Banks is. Is she a good actress? Like, is she pretty good at what she does? I'm assuming she is.
I mean, so she's a wrestler,
right?
I don't know.
Like, is she good on the mic? Is what I'm asking.
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
It's just interesting because, like, while I don't think that we can go by what IMDb says, because anybody can edit that, right? Am I correct in that?
No, I would definitely say that eight episodes is probably not going to be the actual information.
Right.
Like I think it'll get revised as time goes on.
I just don't see her being like a central character. I think she's going to be a great side character. I just don't see her being
right.
a central character.
So, I mean, Alex brought up kind of a few different interesting ways, you know, in which like him mentioning like she could be a memory
or
something like that. I like that a lot. So like it's almost like it could be a Punisher type thing, like in The Punisher, where like the memory keeps kind of like evolving each episode, you know.
Here's a nuance to that, or a little tidbit. I don't know how to say that. We are struggling tonight.
Dude, it's
how do you add to that? Just so we would assume the memory would be the Mandalorians, right? Like just hearing Alex that, what if it's Baby Yoda's memory?
Yeah.
Where did Baby Yoda come from?
We don't know.
Okay.
We still don't know, and we don't
know
how
did he get there
the
to Arvala 7
with him.
Yeah.
We don't know.
So maybe Sasha Banks' character originally delivered him to Arvala 7 and he's remembering her. Who knows?
Maybe.
We don't know. But we will know soon, because October 30th is coming.
It's right around the corner. So I almost thought that like she could be in eight episodes that she's like at the very end of each episode we see her get a little closer, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like maybe it, we were led to think she's a villain the whole time,
like,
and then like when they finally meet up and she's like, "Oh, I have all the answers to your Baby Yoda problem."
Kind of like the opening of like every episode of season 2 of Breaking Bad, where you'd see like a little bit of that bear in like the pool and stuff, and you'd see more of the scene as it would go on.
Yeah, maybe not like that, but
that's how I imagined it when you just said it.
Oh, well, it could be cool.
Walter White and Jesse in the background.
Pizza on the roof. All right,
let's do another one.
All right, thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Not you, but Alex from Florida.
Hey, guys. Mandalorian Mark here. Apologies if the radio comes over the message on that work. It's really late at night. I can't believe the trailer's here. You know, it was perfect in so many ways. It got me excited for season 2. But, you know, it didn't reveal too much, just like you guys said and John Marie said on Twitter. She put it perfectly, you know. Couldn't have said it better myself. It was the right amount of content while not giving away the story. I mean, there wasn't a lot to unpack, but, you know, but other than, you know, first thing first, Boat is amazing. And this podcast should now be known as The Boat Watch. You know, Sasha Banks is definitely not playing Sabine Wren. I mean, come on. I think everyone should know that by now. I just hope she's a brand new character, someone who's badass. And, you know, I don't know her. Or, you know, I don't watch wrestling, but from what I understand, she's earned it. So I'm excited for that. You know, the parallel action scenes were cool. they were cool as hell. I can always go for more of those. And I actually think Din and those X-Wings are going to attack them. Yeah. Yeah. Hot take police over here. Whoop, whoop. And I'm actually really excited he's going back to Tatooine, because I want him to interact with that sign-speaking Tusken Raider again. I thought that was so cool, and it was one of my favorite parts of season 1. And, and so Din can step over Toro's dead body. Suck it. but in all seriousness, there wasn't a ton to get into, and, you know, I'm happy with that. You know, we're going to have a great second season ahead of us, and I can't wait to see and hear more from you guys. So, for Mandalore, keep the watch, and may the Force be with you.
You are now joining Boat Watch.
Oh, Mark, we love you. You're a patron.
Thanks for calling.
You're a patron, and we love you.
Yeah, so I also agree. Definitely want more of like the sign language Tusken Raider.
Okay.
I thought
we didn't actually talk about that from the season two trailer breakdown, but that Tusken Raider we saw could be that same Tusken Raider.
Yeah, for sure.
With Toro's binoculars. It's potentially, wait a second. Wait. What if, Mac, are you tracking with me?
I'm with you, Alex. Lay it on me.
What if that Tusken Raider is Toro Calican? What if
under the robe?
What if the pit droids drug Toro's body out into the Judlin wastes? He wasn't dead. He kills the pit droids. Tusken Raider comes up on him. He sees the sun, both of them, the twin sons, reflect off his binoculars. He becomes enraged, kills the Tusken.
Okay.
Takes his robes.
He is
a Tusken Raider now, waiting on Din Djarin to return so he can have his revenge.
Yeah, I guess. No.
It's possible. Can you at least say it's possible?
Sure, Alex. It's possible.
Okay.
It's possible.
Thank you, Mandalorian Mark, for leading us there.
Yeah.
It's all because of you, Mark.
Yeah, thanks. I have you to blame. All right.
But no, Mark, seriously, I do think that Tusken Raider could be the same one. I think that would be good if it was.
I think it'd be great. I know. That was like a very interesting thread to follow. Like, I'm into that.
Yeah. Same.
Cool. Mark, thanks for calling.
Yes. Thank you, Mark. And I think that will do it for tonight. We'll save a couple more voicemails for our next episode.
We've got a lot that we just haven't gotten to.
There's actually so much that we've got to go through. It's kind of overwhelming. Not going to lie.
It's a lot.
Not going to lie. But.
But with that.
We do it gladly.
Yeah, for sure. Always, like, I love hearing from y'all. Love getting the voicemails and everything. Keep them coming. We'll get around to them eventually. Thanks again for listening. Check out the Patreon. Hit us up on Twitter, all that. Oh, Jupiter Missile.
Carpool Kids.
Carpool Kids. By the time this comes out, we will have a new song out. You can listen to Ghost, which is the song that will be taking us out of the episode. It's the outro. And then Euphoria is the intro. That's also on Spotify and all the places. So listen to Carpool Kids.
I see what you did there, Mac. Euphoria is at the beginning because we're so excited. But by the end of the episode, we're dead and it's a ghost.
Because we have died.
I see what you did there.
There you are. All right. So yeah, listen to that. Check out all of our stuff. Get excited for season 2 of The Mandalorian. Until then, keep the watch.
Unforgotten tenderness, playing me with